children, when Jesus was only 40 days old, Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple. And there they met a man, an old man, a good man named Simeon. Now the Lord had promised Simeon something. It says, the Lord by his Holy Spirit had revealed something to Simeon. What special promise did the Lord give to Simeon? Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and circumspect, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the little child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he accepted him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now thou art sending thy servant away in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, light for the illumination of the nations and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at the things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And also, a sword shall pass through thine own soul, that the reasonings of many hearts may be revealed. We also read from Apocalypse Explained, number 897. Something shall now be said about consolations after temptations. All who are being regenerated by the Lord undergo temptations, and after temptations, they experience joys. Only those who are in the marriage of good and truth can be let into spiritual temptations. The true reason is that only with these people can the spiritual mind be opened. For when that mind is opened, temptations take place. And for the reason that heaven, that is, the Lord through heaven, flows in through man's spiritual mind into his natural mind. And when heaven flows in, it removes the blockages, which are evils and falsities from evils, which have their seat in the natural mind. And these can be removed only by a living acknowledgement of them by man and grief of soul on account of them. This is why man is distressed in temptations by the evils and falsities that rise up into the thought. And so far as he then acknowledges his sins, regards himself as guilty, and prays for deliverance, so far the temptations are useful to him. When therefore man's evils and falsities are moved away, temptations are brought to an end. And when they are ended, joy flows in through heaven from the Lord and fills his natural mind. This joy is what is here meant by consolations. All those who undergo spiritual temptations receive these consolations. After temptations, man receives joys because after them, man is admitted into heaven. For through temptations, man is conjoined to heaven and is admitted into it, and consequently has joy like that of the angels there. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.